good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. All right, good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne. I'm here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you are tuned in to God Chasers Radio Broadcast. I am going to be in Proverbs chapter 28. I'm going to start with verses 16, and then Prophet is going to come in as he is led with the word of the Lord. And it reads, "The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days." And so I'm going to be very long with you, but I just want to say, in regards to covetous practices, for many people who don't know what that means that it's a type of desire that is not godly, and the Lord has led us to speak on this before. But keep in mind that we ought not be consumed with covetous practices, meaning desires that's not for the edifying, not for the uplifting of the kingdom of God. So when we go forth and we're trying to do the will and purpose of Christ, it's important to be led by His Holy Spirit. And for those of you who are tuned in right now that do not have the Holy Spirit, it's time to seek after the Lord for His indwelling of the Holy Spirit, so that we may be led by Him. Because He said, if we acknowledge Him in all of our ways, then He will direct our paths. And many of us, where you don't even realize it, that even after we're just getting over the holidays and stuff, how we're so involved in covetous practices, people just wanting things, wanting, and it's just for the consumption, but it's not really for the building of the kingdom of God. But in a way, spiritually, you're building up your own self. You're building, you have a desire, you want to see your kids with this, you want to see your kids with that, but is it the Lord that's leading? Is it, are the poor being fed? Are the children being clothed? Are the spiritual and the natural needs being met, or is it something just to indulge in? Because the Lord is real, His Holy Spirit is real, and He's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. And it's, now is the time of salvation. Now is the day to seek the Lord. Now is the day to repent of our iniquities, our transgressions. This is the very thing that He paid for. And we can't on one end come in and say, "Oh Lord, can you bless this? Can you bless that?" But in the other sense, you know, you don't want to surrender completely to His will and His purpose. He paid for us to be completely redeemed, meaning that we have been purchased without with a price that is not money. Amen. That is not, it's His blood has been shed on Calvary's mountain. And really think about that. It may be just so simple as saying this, we've heard this all before, but really indulge in it and what? Apply it to your life, not just being a hearer of the word, but being a doer also, so that you're not ever learning, but not coming to the full knowledge of the true and living God. Amen. But without further ado, I'm going to have Prophet come on.
We'd like to thank Pastor T.R. with those encouraging words in regards to the times and the seasons that we're in. And we have to be mindful in regards to what we do, whatever we do, to do it for the uplifting of the kingdom of God. And we have to make sure that we are actually teaching our children the ways of basically of being more like-minded with Christ, and the things that we do are, it's basically not about us. It's about fulfilling the things that not that we want to fulfill, but the things that Christ wants us to fulfill in our lives, and teaching our children and in the ways of, okay, it's not about me, but it's about helping and assisting other people. And especially around this time in this season, it's really not about us. It's the ones that are less fortunate than us. And I like the way she expounded on in regards to, it's not about, okay, I have to get my child the best gift out there because I just think my child deserve it, when there's people out there that are hungry and thirsty that really are really in need. But I just like the way she brought that out. But I'm going to go into Philippians, second chapter, and I'm going to talk about in regards to, and we've heard this word over and over again, and we keep hearing it over and over again. But we need to realize it's not about you. It's not about you. No matter what, who you think you are, it's not about you. Because without Jesus, you are nothing. And I said it, yes. Without Jesus, you are nothing. I don't care how many degrees you have, how many degrees that you have, how many masters and degrees, PhD, whatever be the case. The situation is, I don't care how many, even if you don't have any degrees, I don't care how many people that have been assembled among you, that have been healed, that have been delivered, that have been set free. I don't care how much Holy Spirit that you think that you have. All these things are because Christ are allowing you to do these things. And knowing all this, we must realize that we must be meek and humble. Meek and humble. Very interesting, because a lot of people are not meek and humble. They say that they're meek, that they say that they're humble, but their actions speak that they're definitely not meek. They're definitely not humble. They brag. They think that for some reason that they're doing these things. And they look at their congregations, a lot of people that are in pastorship, and they see a lot of people out there in their congregation. And they, for some reason, they think that they are the one that inspiring this congregation, and they have built this thing for them. And everything that they do is not of the glory of Christ, but the glory of themselves. And they put themselves up on pedestals, and they just act like that they're kings and queens, and that some people should pay homage to them. But this is not the way of what Christ did. The first thing, Christ, no. If you look at the church and the way that the foundation, the disciples and Christ was, is he looked at the Pharisees and the scribes and like, okay. And he said, no, this is not the way. This is the humble way. This is the meek way. This is not the way that you're supposed to do things. And this is one of the reasons why the Pharisees and scribes said, well, we got to get rid of him. Because, you know, we can't have this. But we're just going to turn to the scripture a little bit and to Philippians, the second chapter. And it talks about this a little bit. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort and love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And this is extremely important in the humble part of it. It's not about you. Everything that you do, you need to think about, okay, first thing being unity and one accord is, okay, what is the benefit in regards to doing this for the body of Christ? Okay, what is this benefiting? What are we learning from this situation? What are we learning from the circumstances? What are we going to do in regards to the body of Christ? How can somebody be healed? How can somebody be set free? How can somebody be in a better situation in regards to whatever decision making I make in regards to what I make in regards to a decision? Okay, and even in your congregation, you need to think about in regards to it. It's not about money. It's not about titles. It's not about, okay, my name on this, my name on that, and I'm doing this. You got to look at in regards to your ministry is, how can I benefit these communities? How can I help and assist in regards to the communities, making these communities in a better way in regards to them knowing Christ, knowing Christ is more than just knowing Christ is, like, how can I help and assist in regards to the community, in regards to food and shelter and different situations, circumstances that the community may have or the community needs that they may have. But it's not only that. It's like, how can I help in regards to going in regards to the sick, the shut in, and the ones in regards to that are really in need? And how can we as a church body and in regards to operate in regards to this? But this is just one thing, and this having a mindset is, okay, I want to do the will and purpose of Christ. I want to do what Christ want me to do in regards to even my messages. I want them to come from on high. I don't want them to be central. I don't want them to be something that basically that this is going to get the church all riled up, but it's not what the Lord want me to speak. I want them to actually come forth to hear the word of God and come forth in a way that they repent, they be delivered, and they be set free. And when they be delivered and when they be set free, it's nothing that I have done. And sometimes people get caught up in a moment, like, you sure just spoke that word? Yes, I did. You just think within yourself, yes. Oh, my God, it was such a great service, and people healed, delivered. Yeah, I was praying. No. What did the disciples do when they healed and it was when they healed the sick and people tried to put them up on a pedestal? They like, no, it's not me. No. They made sure that the congregation, wherever they were in, knew it was not them. It's Christ that's in me. It's not me at all. Please don't at all think of me as nothing. I'm just the vessel that Christ is operating in. It's just that he's operating in me. It's not about me. It's not about you at all. And the sooner that you learn that, the better off you are in regards to helping, assisting, and doing the true will and purpose of Christ. And it says, let each of you look at not only his own interests, but also the interests of others. And that is very difficult to do. And that's being a meek person. When you're willing to look at the interests of others and you put yourself aside, that's just the meekness and humbleness. Like, okay, this is not about me. Let's look at it in a different situation. Let's look at how the interest, how can we just help out the circumstance, the situation, whatever it be in, and just operate in unity. Because, you know, I feel this way and I feel that way, and you know, but it's not about you, because the way that you feel could not even be Christ-like. It could not be what Christ would want you to do. And sometimes you need to humble yourself and be in meek and say, okay, how, speak with someone and say, how can I better help and assist? Or listen to somebody else's idea and be like, okay, that sounds better than what I came up with in regards to that. Being meek and just being humble. Not because I am the great so-so-so is this is the way we're going to do it, and this is the way we're going to do it, and that's not going to be no other way that we do it. But it's not looking out for the best interest of everybody else. It don't matter. This is the way I am, the blah, 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 and I've spoken, and this is the way that it is. No, that's not what Christ wanted us to do, and that's not what the way Christ did. Christ, when he came on the scene, he bled and died for the remission of our sins, his resurrection power. He definitely wasn't thinking about himself. He definitely wasn't thinking about, okay, the best interest of myself, because if it was the best interest of himself, he would be like, okay, I don't want to do this. This is not going to happen. I ain't going to get crucified. This ain't the bitch. Forget this. I don't care about I'm dying for the sins of the world. Who cares? This is not something I'm not going to do. I'm just looking out. You know, this is just crazy. You know, I'm not going to do this. No. He looked out for the interest of us all, and he bled and he died on the cross, and the resurrection power through the Holy Spirit that is supposed to dwell in us. We're supposed to be like-minded with the Spirit, so we're supposed to have that same inspiration and be inspired by that same Spirit to basically do and not let it be about us. How can we change situations? How can we change circumstances? How can people be healed? How can people be delivered and truly set free? Is by not having it to be all about us. How can people really, truly receive the true word of God? By really not being all about us. Because this is something else we do. And I know my time is getting a little short, is we get into these churches. We have people that are operating in the churches, but we can't let them go because now they belong to me. That's what you say. They belong to you. I can't allow this minister, this pastor, this prophet, this evangelist to go forth and do another ministry somewhere else because it's about me. And they're going to stay here, sit here, wherever be the case, and be here for 15, 20 years. Because it's about me. It's not about the ministry of gospel being spread to somewhere else. It's not about other communities being basically built up, communities of Christ. It's not about that, because I'm going to sit here with this person and they're going to serve under my ministry whether they like it or not. That's central. It's demonic. It's witchcraft. It's operating and not in unity. And it's and I'm sorry. It's not.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end. We thank you so much for joining in with us as we seek in the face of God, like never before.
It's time for somebody to be elevated in your congregation. You don't even elevate them in your congregation, because
www.godjesusministries.org.
Jealousy, fear. Until next time, it's whatever be the situation, be the circumstance. It's just it's covenant practices. Just like Pastor does not said, it's covenant practices, and it can't. It's not of Christ. It's not about you. And those who are doing this, and I'm not just talking this to talk, you need to repent. You need to repent and get yourself together and say, Christ, I no longer want it to be about me. I want it to about be about you. Jesus, I just need you to help and assist me in regards to having it not be about me. Help me, Jesus, be a meek person. Help me be a humble person. Help me put myself into circumstances and situations that basically are helping and assisting people. Help me be a better leader. Help me be a better person in regards to worrying about the interests of other people besides worrying about the interests of my own self. Jesus, help me be that person I need to be to do the will and purpose of you. That's what you need to do daily. This is what you need to do sometimes hourly because you're put into circumstances and situations that basically you're faced that you need to make decisions. And you're in a situation in regards to ministries and you base a lot of decisions on how you can profit and how you can benefit instead of, okay, how other people can profit and benefit. But without any further ado, my time is all over. And thank you for listening and God bless.